continuing coverage of the Success Village saga now
on WICC 600 and 95.9. The Voice of Connecticut.
Joining us back on the show, attorney Barry Knott, who is the receiver of Success Village, a 924-unit complex between Bridgeport and Stratford, housing more than 2,000 people. Attorney Knott, welcome back. It sounds like a new temporary boiler is now on site and ahead of schedule. How'd you manage that?
Well, hard work by all involved, especially the HVAC people and the management company. And most importantly, cooperation from state and local municipal officials. One temporary boiler is on site. It was supposed to be fired up today. However, the state boiler inspector who was to do the final inspection had a family emergency today. So it looks like it's going to be first thing tomorrow morning. I've already gotten emails from him and from the state building inspector to that effect this morning. Unfortunately, we're looking at another day. However, the second temporary boiler is due on site any minute now. And hopefully, if it stays and ready to go by tomorrow, that can be inspected by the state boiler inspector as well. But its delivery is imminent. In the meantime, believe it or not, they got boiler number 5, the old boiler inside the building, up and fired last week. I actually have a movie, or whatever you call them.
Like a clip of it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, everybody was running around celebrating in my office, and I'm sure elsewhere as well. But it's fired up. And state knows it, town knows it, city knows it, and they've got that scheduled for inspection as well. So,
now, really quickly, Attorney Knott, number 5, because I can't keep track of all the boilers and which one's which, but was number 5 one of the ones back in the spring? There was a report that it should not be used any longer?
So how has it been running then? More than a report, there was an order from the state building inspector to shut down all of the old boilers.
Right.
Of which 5 was one. And one of the reasons is that the gas service into those boilers was dangerous because, for one thing, it was under 3 feet of water, which had accumulated within the boiler room. And there were bulges in the gas lines, which begged a lot of questions as to how dangerous the situation was. The state boiler inspector shut them all down, rightfully so. In the meantime, they've gotten the water removed from the boiler room, and they started working on the old boilers. And it looks like, I know that 5 is up, and I think we're going to be able to get 4 up, subject to state boiler inspector inspections. Now, remember, these old boilers, getting these old boilers going again is a very, very temporary solution, only to last for 3-4 weeks while we get the new boilers in from out of state, which are currently on the way, 2 new permanent boilers. They're on the way.
Oh, wow.
To replace the boilers in the old boiler room. The temporary boilers that are in the parking lot, there's one there now that we had rented from Power Mechanical. We hadn't rented them. Our predecessor had rented them from Power Mechanical to provide hot water to the facility. That temporary boiler was vastly undersized and never succeeded or would have succeeded in providing hot water to the whole facility. Everybody knows that now, but whether they knew it then or not, I do not know. However, that one's going at the end of this month. The new one that is already on site is going to replace that. The new one has more than adequate capacity to handle hot water for the whole facility. There is a second temporary rental boiler that should be showing up probably today or tomorrow, which is going to supplement the heat that's provided by boiler number 5, the old one inside the boiler room. Between those two boilers, heat should be able to be provided on a temporary basis to the whole facility until the 2 new permanent boilers arrive in the next week or two from out of state.
Wow.
And once that happens, we get rid of the temporary rental boilers that will be in the parking lot, the two that I just discussed, and we stop using all of the old boilers within the boiler room, discontinue the infrastructure underground servicing those old boilers. We have already corrected the gas lines leading to the area where the two new permanent boilers will be located, and have provided updated service on the gas lines in the parking lot. Now, the new temporary boilers are going to be fueled by oil, not gas. The current system is on gas, but we don't have time to bring gas lines into the temporary boilers. They're only going to be there for a month or so anyway, so that's not happening. We're going to use oil to fire those things. And I've been able to gain access to the bank account. Still haven't found the money yet, but I'm working on it.
I was going to ask that because I know we found out last time you were on, Attorney Knott, that there were several bank accounts and at different bank branches and everything. So that's still a work in progress, and we still haven't found any more money than the 9 or 10 grand combined, right? We haven't found anything else significant?
Well, we found $165,000, which was a proceeds from a fire insurance claim that had been made as a result of a tree falling on one of the buildings a while ago. This is the last payment towards repair of whatever happened as a result of that.
Okay.
That money is now in our escrow account, having been deposited by a new management company upon receipt. And thankfully, that did not disappear into the ether because we only received it on October 9th. So the receivership was in place by October 9th, let's put it that way. We had mechanisms in place whereby the funds could be secured.
A quick question, Attorney Knott. Any idea who tampered with the boilers or the line leading up to the boiler?
Well, I got an idea, but I'm not going to speak publicly about it.
Right, but police haven't found anybody, right? That still hasn't been determined?
The police are investigating it.
Okay. All right.
Police report has been taken. I believe affidavits for arrest warrants are in the process, but that's beyond the scope of my responsibility. I've turned it over to the Bridgeport Police.
Yeah. Well, you got enough going on, Attorney Knott. I mean, another thing really quick, kind of speaking to that, though, which would require more money. Any update into surveillance and updating the surveillance systems around Success Village? Because that was something that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. We have a very expensive surveillance system, apparently, having been put in by the prior administration to the tune of $240,000. We just entered into a contract with a new security company that is going to take over the management and operation of that security system so that we can now eliminate access to the security system by persons who are not entitled to access. So that, if it hasn't already been done, it's being done immediately.
Attorney Barry Knott, I want to thank you for always keeping us in the loop and taking the time to come on the show. And we so appreciate the work that you're doing for Success Village. Please keep us posted on what comes next. Thank you.
Yeah, one thing I can say is that the people who have been escrowing their common charges can now begin paying those common charges to the management company. Interest had been waived, but it won't be waived any longer if payments are not forthcoming.
Okay. All right. No, that is important, certainly. And are we starting to get financial reports as well from On the Mark? I think that was supposed to start in November.
Well, I'm in the process of engaging the forensic auditor. But On the Mark is going to be, On the Mark is going to be preparing financial statements. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of their contractual obligations.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that the residents have told me personally they're very excited to finally see some financial reports. It's been quite some time. So, Attorney Knott, always appreciate you and your team and for what you're doing at Success Village. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Anytime. Take care.